Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, we praise you. Lord, we exalt you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking God that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I've entitled this evening's message, All Things Work Together for Good.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Yes, yeah. We do.
All things work together for good. And we're going to look at this verse of Scripture as we get to verse 28. But we're going to start in verse 24. And I truly believe the Lord has a word for us this evening. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way this evening. Amen.
Amen.
And so are we there? Romans 8, 24. And let's read the Scriptures. Here we go. Verse 24. For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes what? Intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27 and 28. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Notice capital S, Holy Spirit. Because he makes what? Intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And verse 28. And we know that all things... Say that with me. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You got to catch that last verse of Scripture there. To those who are the called.
Yes.
This is not the perfect will for everybody.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
Yep.
This is not for the unregenerated.
Yep.
This is not for the unsaved. To those who are the called.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, you have been called.
You have been called.
You have been called. Amen. You have been called. So this is for us.
Yes.
That those things, whatever we're going through in life, God will see us through. He will work them out.
Right.
And guess what? They could be the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
So let's break this down verse by verse. Verse 24. And it says, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is what? Not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? That's a very good verse of Scripture there, ain't it? That's a lot to chew on. So saints, when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved and we can eagerly look forward to the freedom we will have when Christ returns. And how many believe he's coming again?
Oh yeah.
He's coming again, right?
Real soon.
And so we already have the presence of the Holy Spirit when we confessed our sins, when he washed us in the blood, when he saved us, he then what? Placed in us the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. How many love the Spirit of God?
Amen.
And so the presence of the Holy Spirit is given to us. Who is what? Unseen. Have you seen the Holy Spirit?
No. Nope.
Mm-mm. Oh, but when he's inside, you can feel him inside you, huh?
Amen.
Oh, come on. I know I can.
Yeah.
I don't know about you out there at home, but I can. And you can. Can I get amen? Because we are witnesses to these things.
Yes.
But we must eagerly wait for our new bodies. That's the key right there, which are also unseen. I haven't seen that new body yet. And you can't even go downtown La Jolla and go window shopping. It's not there. You can't go to the best hospitals. It's not there. Guess what, though? When Jesus comes, we're going to be changed and we will be like him. And so our full redemption has not yet happened. Now, we are partially redeemed by the deposit of the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? Our confession of faith. When we confessed our sins, he was faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. All right? So he cleansed us, he washed us, he placed his Holy Ghost in us. So the final redemption act of God is he's going to change us.
Amen.
Physically. Right now, spiritually, we've been changed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Father.
But look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. Look at this in 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. See, we could walk outside and look at the beautiful trees, the birds chirping. We could see all that, right? But all that is not eternal. It's temporal. You walk outside of my front yard right now, a big leaf fell down from the tree. It's laying there. It's a dead leaf now. It's got to be packaged out and thrown away. Okay, so that leaf had its life, and now it's dead. Well, so goes with life here on this earth. It all has a timetable. Did you know that? You heard that saying, here today, gone tomorrow?
Yep.
That's how fast our life is but a blink. We're but a vapor. You ever put a tea kettle on the stove, and then now it's going, and you can see the steam? That steam is just for a moment. And then it evaporates. It's gone. You don't see it again, right? That's how fast our life is. Look what else we need to do while we're here on this earth. It's found in 2 Corinthians 5:7. Look at this. For we walk by faith and what?
Not by sight.
So this walk we have, this Christian life, it's all by faith. By faith. We have to have the faith to believe that Jesus is coming again to redeem us. Can I get amen? We have to have the faith to know that God has promised to save some of our loved ones. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We need to believe that God is able to take care of all of our financial needs in the midst of what's happening in this nation right now with inflation that has skyrocketed. Interest rates. You know, there's people living on their credit cards right now. Living on their credit cards. Wow. It's that bad. It's that bad. Look what else Paul wrote to 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Look at this. But since we belong to the day, let us be what? Sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of our hope of salvation. What does it mean by being sober? That means don't be intoxicated of this world.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Of the culture.
That's right.
Of the political process. It's not about Republican or Democrat, because there's sin in both camps.
Yeah, there sure is.
When both of them embrace homosexuality, that's when I said, I'm not for either party.
Neither.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Could they embrace that?
They're both kidding, yeah.
They both have sin. Now, they both have basically succumbed to sin.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. God help us. God help us. In front of the DNC tonight, they're offering free abortions.
And
vasectomies. Yeah. So if you go to the convention outside, they got setups there. You can go in there and get an abortion. So they got basically, listen, how were the Jews exterminated? Through ovens, right? Remember?
Right.
The Holocaust?
Yes.
Well, they have a Holocaust in front of their DNC.
Well, also sterilization.
Oh, God, help us. Help us. Look at Titus 3:7. Look at this. So that having been justified by his grace, we would become heirs with the hope of what?
Eternal life.
That's our hope.
Yes.
We have a lively hope. We have a living hope. Jesus is our living hope.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit living in us is our living hope. Just imagine if all that was given to us was ink on pages. I want you to just believe that. No, we have the living hope living inside of us.
Amen.
Which confirms to what's written.
Yes.
The written word and the Spirit of God go hand in hand. And God has given it to the church. Look at this in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and the certainty of what we do not see. I believe that is the NIV version. That's not the New King James. But I like how this is brought out. Now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and the certainty of what we do not see. Wow. See, we cannot see eternity, but we know it's there.
Yes.
We cannot see our glorified body, but we know it's there.
Yes.
We believe we've been justified. We believe that God is sanctifying us right now. Mm-hmm. But we yet have not seen eternity. Yet it's there.
Yep.
And God wants us to believe that it's there. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because this external life will soon pass away.
Yep.
And so that is why it is still a hope for believers, the hope of Christ. Our salvation is both present and future. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It is present because the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, right at that moment we are saved. Our new life, the eternal life, begins from that moment, even though we don't see it. We believe it though. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We believe at that moment. Because at the same time, we have not fully received all the benefits and blessings of salvation that will be yours, that will be mine, when Christ's new kingdom is completely established. How many can't wait for that? Oh, I can't wait. So let's move on to verse 25 of Romans chapter 8. And it reads, but if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly, look at this, wait for it with perseverance. You know what that's saying to us? Slow your roll.
Amen.
It's all coming. God's going to bring it to us. Don't be anxious. You know what? There's some things we still have to do. Can I get amen?
Amen.
There's some things we have to endure. While we can be confident of our salvation, we still look forward with hope and trust toward that complete change of body and personality that lies beyond this life. Man, I'm telling you, I was watching the Jim Baker show the other night, and they had a guest, and this man who was blind, his testimony was, when his heart stopped on the operating table, he got a glimpse of heaven. He said everyone there was about 20 to 25 years old. He said he didn't see no children running around. He believes that the children that are saved here from this earth will be adulthood when they get there. Because it's something that God does over there in eternity. He didn't see no old folks either. You know why? Because that would be a remembrance of sin, because we age down here. We grow old to die. There's no one growing old there to die. Can I get amen?
Amen?
We're all there to live. To live eternally. So he probably picked the best age of our life, which is probably our early 20s. And we will be like that, in that state of age forever.
Like Adam and Eve.
Notice he didn't make them children. And he didn't make them old people. Did he? Show me where he did that. No, they were what? Complete adults when he formed them out of the dust. So why would we want to differ out of that? Now, I truly believe the aborted babies, the babies that die soon or too young, I believe the ones that he has brought into his bosom will be complete adults there.
I believe that too.
Yeah, because, and he also said this, everyone spoke through their mind. Everyone knew how to communicate through their mind, and he said it was the most. He said it was the most peaceful, beautiful place. He didn't want to come back home. He goes, that was. He goes, that was more real than down here. And so we have something to look forward to.
Yes, we do.
I hope you know that. Don't let whatever you're going through right now boggle you down with the cares and the affairs of this world. Can I get amen? Waiting for things patiently is a quality that must be developed in us. We have to develop some character as we wait upon the Lord. We can't be spoiled brats that gets everything right now. You know, raising your kid, you don't give them everything they want, or they run you ragged. So, look what Paul wrote to the Roman church in Romans 5:3. Look at this, right up here. We covered this a couple of weeks ago, but let's look at it again. And that, look at this. And not only that, but we also glory in what?
Tribulations.
Tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance. Yeah. Listen, we're going to go through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our church is going through some stuff right now. But are we going to throw in the towel on what we see?
Yep.
Or are we going to believe that God has called us?
Amen.
Can I get amen? I'm trying to think of that Old Testament saint. Please help me with his name. He started off with 1,000 men, and then God whittled him down to
Gideon.
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 He started out with well over 1,000 men. And then God said, And then he fought this huge army with just 200. He goes, those are the ones I want.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this. Those right now that are with Amazing Grace is who God wants right now to pray, to fight, to intercede. Because he has a plan for us still. Can I get amen?
Amen.
How many believe God has a plan for us?
Amen.
Or you think he's already give up on us?
No.
Hmm?
Not the way it works.
No. No, he had... The best is yet to come. Can I get amen in the house?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at this. In James 1. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what?
Patience.
But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Praise God. Look what else he wrote in later on in that same book. In James 5:11. Indeed, we count them what? Blessed who endure. God is sometimes calling us to endure some things. Can I get amen? You know, I've asked the Lord several times to remove a thorn that's in my side. And I hear God saying, my grace is sufficient. I don't know how many prayer healing rooms I went to. I don't know how many... altar calls I went to. I said, God, would you lift this diabolical disease called diabetes?
Yes.
And I hear God saying all the time, my grace is sufficient. You know, he could choose to heal you right there on the spot.
Yeah.
But there's some things he's allowing us to go through.
He's
allowing us to say, you know what? We're going to love you despite of it.
Yes.
Despite of it, we're going to still love you. You guys know who I shared last week. I shared Brother Eddie.
Yes.
Who saw his wife all the way to the end. And don't you think he had times of prayer? God, can you heal her?
Oh, yes.
God, would you restore her? How many times do you think he asked God that? And he still loved her and cared for her all the way to the end.
Without complaining.
To me, that's a man's man.
Amen.
That showed me, you know what? He believed me all the way to the end. Wow. That's something else. Look what Revelation 13:10 says. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. You know what that means? It means all what's going around in our life right now. The wars, the rumors of wars. We're seeing the atrocities. We're seeing the evil in our own country. We're seeing people being slaughtered. We're seeing the abortion mills that can fill a lake with the children's blood since 1973. We see all that, right? And yet, God is saying, be patient and endure some things. It's not going to be like that all the time. It's not going to be like that. Hang in there. Hang in there with Him. Praise God. And look what it says in 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. How many of you want to hear God say this? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Despite of what you're going through, despite of what God's allowing us to go through, despite of what has happened to you, what He has allowed you to experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly, can you still praise Him? Can you still glorify Him? You see, patience is one of the Spirit's fruit born, it's born in our lives. It includes fortitude, endurance, and the ability, saints of God, to bear up under pressure in order to attain a desired goal. And that goal is eternity. That goal is to be with Him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so we're going to move on to verse 26 of Romans chapter 8. And it reads, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, Holy Spirit, capital S, Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Praise God. And so in the same manner, in the same way, our hope gives us fortitude. The Holy Spirit helps us in the times of distress. How many times have you ever been in distress? How many times have you gone before God and did not even know what to pray for anymore? You just close your eyes and put your head down. That's right. And when you don't have anything in your mind, start praying in tongues. Start praying. Just say, oh God, help me. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will utter things through you and in you and will build you up. And God will be glorified. At times, saints, our weakness is so intense that we don't even know what we should pray for, as I mentioned. And only one can help us. And that's God Himself. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. We may not even know the right words to say, but the Holy Ghost does. Can I get an amen on that? His groanings, our groanings, your groanings to God become effective as He intercedes for us. I got a really wonderful call yesterday. It was a missed call, and I called her back. It was my daughter, Sophia. And when I called her, she was crying. And I didn't understand what she was saying. I go, Sophia, slow down. Just speak slow. What's going on? Yesterday was day one for school to begin. And it was the first time in her classroom, because she homeschools, Ben wasn't there. Her oldest wasn't there. And she wept for him. He's 18 years old. He told his parents, it's time for me to be a man. Him and his friends are renting a house. He's got a job. And he's entered into his first year in college at University of Arkansas. And he swore in for the National Guards of the Army, National Guards.
Reserves.
The Army Reserves. And I said, Sophia, this is a wonderful thing. I go, this is the promise that God has given me and given you. Because I sowed into your life when you were a child. You sowed into their life. And now look. You homeschooled them all. And now he has left the coop on his own fruition. There was no prodding to get him out. There was nothing to separate him from your breasts. Can I get an amen? I said, this is a good thing. She goes, I know, Daddy, but I miss him.
Yes.
I said, it's okay. It's okay. I said, I'm proud of you. I started weeping with her. I go, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of Ben. Because he became a man. He became a man. He wants to be a man. And that's what was instilled from you and Ryan. That they would become young adults and not be dependent upon you guys. They want to soar now and be self-sufficient. I go, that's a good thing. I go, you know what? It's not like that in a lot of families that I know. But I'm thankful. I was thankful, and I prayed with her, and then I hung up, and I just put my head down, and I wept. I said, thank you, God, you're so good.
Yes.
You are so good. Because God keeps his promises to us. If you're faithful to him, he'll be faithful in everything that you put your hands upon. Everything that you set your mind to do for him, he will remember all of the blessings that he promised you. And that's an inheritance. That's a heritage of the saints. What he does with people's lives like that. I want to encourage those who are watching right now that are still have children at home. Instill in them the hope of glory. Teach them to be men and women. That when it's time for them, that they would... The door would be open for them to become that man and that woman. And that they would learn to be independent and learn to glorify God and magnify God. For those of you that are raising up your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, I commend you. We honor you. We pray for you. We say, God, strengthen them. Give them wisdom and knowledge, God. Because sometimes those good deeds go unseen. They go unrecognized. But yet, God knows. God knows all things. Amen. And so, the companionship of the Spirit in prayer is one of the themes of this whole entire chapter, in chapter 8. Here, saints of God, the Spirit literally joins in to help us, expressing for us what we can't fully express for ourselves. How should we pray? How should we pray? Let's look at some examples I put up here. Number one, utilize all the forms of prayer. It takes adoration, confession, look at this, petition, thanksgiving, and meditation. learn to factor these in into your prayer life. I'm telling you, you learn how to factor these in, your prayer life won't be boring. Adoration. You know what that means? Spend some time in exalting Him. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I thank you for my life. I thank you for my husband, my wife, whatever you, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your job. You even thank God for the ones that don't like you. Say, God, thank you for the enemies. Thank you for them, God. Because I'm going to learn to love them. Confession. When you're there on your knees or however you pray, confess those things that you know that are against His will, against the Word of God. Learn to confess and say, oh God, help me keep my eyes pure before you. Oh God, help my ears not listen to that. Oh God, help my eyes not see that, God. Oh God, help me, God. I confess of saying certain things to people I shouldn't have. And so you could spend some time just in that alone. And then petition. We want to come to God and just give Him our dirty laundry list. Here, God, I need you to take care of this. Oh, wait a minute. You didn't even walk in with thanksgiving and praise first. See, this is a way of really learning how to get before God. So there's a petition. And then thank Him while you're there. Say, God, I thank you for my life. God, I thank you for my family. God, I thank you for my job. Lord, I even thank you that I don't have a job right now, but I know a job is coming. I thank you for the lack of money. I thank you for the faith you have given me. There's so many things to be thankful for. And then meditate on Him. Meditate. Say, oh God, you are so faithful, God. I'm just going to meditate on all the mighty things you've done in my life. You know why? Because He's not through doing those wonderful things in your life. Can I get an amen? Let's look at number two. Listen during prayer. Are you the only one speaking? Saints, as we pray, we should trust the Spirit to make perfect what is imperfect. But listen, look at this. We should ask the Spirit to search our hearts and minds, and then we should be silent. Did you know that God speaks to us? Learn to what He has to say. Or do we just pray, thank you, Lord. We get up and we're gone. I can see Him. Hey, wait a minute. I have something to say to you. There you go. Look at number four. Number three. Practice prayer as a habit. Let it become a good habit. Yes. There's some good habit. You know, we think the word habit is a bad word. It's not. A habit is just a repeated thing that we do. Sometimes we do it unconsciously or consciously. Either or. But some habits are good. Number four. Combine prayer with other regular spiritual disciplines. What other things are you spiritually disciplined in? Your word, right? Factor in prayer with that. Ask God to take you deeper with Him. Ask God to show you. Because God says in His word, look what Paul wrote in Philippians, and then we're going to go to number five. But let's look what God wrote through Paul in Philippians 4:8. Look at this. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say what? Rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Here's number six. Be anxious for what? Nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. See, there's a sequence there. God says, if you follow this sequence, you're going to hear from me. And I'm going to speak to you. And I won't be silent to you. But if we're out of order, then guess what? We're not going to understand His order. That's right. And look at that, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through what? Through Christ.
Jesus, yeah.
Look at verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true. Here's the key now. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these. So you have to ask yourself, am I at that place of discipline where God can truly honor what he's asking us to do, or we just have no time for him? And everything else matters instead of this. This is for all of us. And not just at Amazing Grace, not just us as saints. I'm talking the Christian church that calls to be a church. Brother Pablo, wonderful brother. I called him and I told him that we were going to have a meeting with Paradise Hills. We did. I said, so how was your weekend, brother? You don't want to know.
He told us.
I go, brother, what, weren't you doing something for the legacy? He said the worship was great until the speaker came up. And Ricardo was with him.
Oh, wow.
There was more though, you didn't hear. That wasn't it.
The only things he shared with me was enough. He said, there's at least 10 of you in here that I need, God is saying to write a check for $1,300. And people got up. Now, Ricardo goes, I don't know whether there was a check in there or not, but they were filling something out and passing up the envelope. So after they sat down, he goes, okay, so those are the ones that could, that wrote 1,300. There's a whole bunch of you that could write 1,000. Fleecing the flock. You know, you could close the doors on Amazing Grace. We won't go there. Can I get amen? We will never go there. I've shared this, and I shared this, and I'll share it again. If you see me playing those kind of shenanigans up here, please don't come back. If you can't trust in God, who can you trust in? You, man. Both of them wanted to get up and go. But they were running the function on the audio and video aspect. They got hired to do that. I go, man, brother. Man. And I'm sure there was a lot more than that, he said. I said, I heard enough. All enough for me. I would have been gone. I would have been exit stage left. Right even. Remember Snagglepuss? Exit, stage left, right even. Help us, God.
Yes.
Has church come to that now?
Many churches have.
Is that how we keep the buildings going? And is that how we, or is that how do you keep your jet flying?
It's a business to them. It's money.
It's a business.
It's not about souls.
It's not about souls no more. It's not about baptism in Jesus' name filled with the Holy Ghost. Look at number 5. Confess sins that the Spirit points out. You ever had God point out some things in your life?
I
remember it was earlier in my walk. I was walking around like a little proud peacock. you know, doing everything right, doing everything for the Lord. And look at what I'm doing for the Lord. And then I was in prayer, man. He pulled down a list of some things that, yes, that was ouch.
Been there.
I'm sorry, God. Learn to be
humble.
Learn to walk lowly before Him. Allow Him to lift you up. Never let people lift you up. You know why? Because the same ones that pat you on the back are the same ones that will push you in the back. Same ones. Instead of patting you, they'll push you. Get out of here. I've learned that. Let's move on to verse 27 of Romans chapter 8. And it reads, "Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God." And so, saints, the Father knows all hearts and knows what the Spirit is saying. Aren't you so blessed that He knows our heart?
Amen.
Did you know that we cannot fool God?
That's right.
Do you know that we cannot deceive Him? Did you know that whatever we keep in our heart, He sees it already?
Sure does.
Look what Jeremiah, the prophet, Jeremiah 17:9. Look at this. He said, "The heart, the human heart, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." God sees it all. Look at Psalm 139. "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off." So it doesn't matter where you live. It don't matter if you're in China, in Russia, Iran, Africa, Alabama, Canada,
California.
Don't matter. He already knows us from afar. He's already. Did you know that He knows what's going on in the human mind? All 8 billion all at once.
Yes, He does.
What?
Yes, He does.
That's a mighty God.
Yeah.
That's a God that we cannot comprehend. That's why He laughs at us sometimes. Well, He probably says, "If you only knew what you are not going to get away with." Oh, help us, God. Help us, Lord. Look at Acts. In the book of Acts, 1:24, look at this. "And they prayed and said, 'You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place.'" You know where he went. We all know that he hung himself, right?
Yeah.
After he had delivered Jesus to the Pharisees for 30 pieces of silver. But God knew who was going to replace him. God can look deep past our inarticulate groanings to understand the need we face, that you face, our hidden feelings. We have some deep hidden feelings. You know what I'm so thankful? That God has not given us the ability to see into each other's heart.
Amen.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I am so very thankful. Huh?
The heart reveals everything.
I am so mighty thankful. I think you've heard, I think it was Pastor Leo that shared with us. If I showed everybody sins on the screen, he goes, I'll beat you out the front door. Even when we don't know the right words to pray, the Holy Spirit prays with us and for us. Always in harmony with God's own will. Praise God. Let me just say this. Despite of how deep and hidden the things we can hold, He's still merciful to us. Aren't you so blessed that He doesn't stamp us out like a pulga? Like a little gnat? Trap us in a little vinegar bottle with little holes in it.
Thank you, Father, for your mercy.
Those gnats go in there, then they go in there, and they're done.
Yep.
Aren't you so blessed He don't trap us like that?
Thank you, Father.
I'm going to lead them to a trap. This will hush them up. With God helping us pray, we don't need to be afraid to come before Him. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Never be afraid of God. Despite on how ugly we can be with each other, how ugly we can think of things, how ugly the things we allow to see with our own eyes. All these things, all these impure things, don't let the devil dupe you. I shared with Sister Yolanda. I was sitting back there. It was about maybe last week. And Chikuru was with me on the couch. So we don't have any other pets. And I looked real quick to my left. And I saw something like moving here. It was fast. And I looked. It was no rat or mouse or anything like that. And right after I saw that, I started getting these impure thoughts. I had to get up and bind that spirit. It infiltrated in here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Those things are real.
Yes, they are.
It tried to get me to entertain those things.
But you recognized it.
And I recognized it. I go, It was immediate after I saw something move in here. And then I looked back and boom, these, horrible things. And I told Yolanda about that. I didn't want to wake her up to pray for me. I got up and I prayed for me. I knew how to pray. I knew what to do. I didn't want to wake her up from her sleep. I started binding the devil. Just remember, you get impure thoughts of negativity, things that not of God. A lot of times it's not from within you. It's coming against you. Because the battleground is in the mind. Can I get amen? We're gonna break down our last scripture in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to what?
His purpose.
And so because the Spirit's efforts on our behalf are carried out in full agreement with God's perfect will, everything that happens to us in this life, saints of God, is directed toward one goal. And that is to finish the race.
Amen.
To finish the race. You know we're in a race?
Yes.
And God's called us to finish it. What happens may not itself be good, but God will cause everything to work together for the ultimate good of His children. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are a child of God. It's to meet His ultimate purpose for your maturity and my maturity. The point is, God works all things for good. Not all things work out, though. but it's for his good.
Oh, that's right.
But it may not work out for us. Suffering will bring pain. Suffering will bring loss. Suffering will bring sorrow. And sin will bring shame. It will. We know that, don't we? It'll bring shame. But under God's control, the eventual outcome will be good. It'll be for our good. You know why? Because we have learned something. Sometimes God has to teach us something. Sometimes God allows us to go down that road so that we can see the evil of it and turn from it.
Yes. That's right.
And turn from it. Because he wants to work out those things in our life for our good. God works behind the scenes. Always remember that. Ensuring that even in the middle of mistakes and tragedies, good will result for those who love him. How many of you love him? Come on, we all love him. We all love him. I love him with all my heart. You know, I say it not in a facetious way, because I love my wife to death, but I love God more than her. And she's even told me that. She goes, honey, I love you, but I love God more than you. It has to be that way. We have to put God first. He is the lover of our soul. And so, and there are times things will happen quickly, often enough to help us look at the situation at hand, and that God will give us an opportunity to learn to trust him, to turn from it. Can I get amen?
Amen?
But there will also be events whose results for good we will not know until we get to eternity. There are some things that God will keep from us on this earth. And I believe those are the things that will would probably destroy us. Our ultimate destiny is to be like Christ. We want to be like him. Can I get amen? I want to be like him. God's design is more than just an invitation. God summons us with a purpose in mind. We are to be like Christ, to share in his glory. That's why he called us. He wants to share his glory with you and I. We've inherited everything that he has, that the Father has given his Son. So now we are joint heirs with Christ. So everything that Christ has, he wants to give to us. And he's already given it to us. We just can't see it just yet. But we have the hope. We have the hope. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church right up here. He said, I thank my God always. 1 Corinthians 1:4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Jesus Christ, that you were enriched in everything by him, in all utterance, in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. The Holy Ghost is the confirmation in us, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is that revelation? When we get to see him face to face, and we will be like him. Look at verse 8. Who will also confirm you to the end. He's going to see us all the way to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say this with me. God is faithful.
God is faithful.
Right there, verse 9. God is faithful.
God is faithful.
By whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the last verse of scripture is this, found in Philippians 4:11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to want. To be content. To be content. Let me ask you this, saints of God. Are you content to what God has given to you? What God is doing in your life? What God is about to do in your life? I've learned we've learned in ministry to be content? Are things going the way that we anticipate it? Sometimes no. But are we content still to serve Him, yeah, to love Him, to worship Him, to praise Him, yeah, to glorify Him, to magnify Him, to keep moving forward? You know that old saying, onward, Christian soldier. Mm-hmm. Are we in the battle to win it?
Yeah. Sure.
Or are we to retreat? Never to retreat.
Never.
My friends, if you're watching right now, maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to give you that opportunity that you would surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I promise God that if He ever gave us a ministry where we can touch others by live stream, I would always give an opportunity to those who would be viewing. It might be old hat prayer with us, and it might be brand new to you.
Amen.
And so we're going to be faithful. We're going to be faithful in reaching out to those who would be watching. Maybe the first time, second time, third time. Maybe it's your time that God is tugging at your heart to surrender your life to Him. And all you have to do is come to Him by faith, and He will do the rest. So at this time, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would receive Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and that you would be birthed into the kingdom of God by faith. So bow your heart and your head and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Come on, is He worthy?
Worthy.
He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.